former President Trump has just arrived at the courthouse. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, where his ex-lawyer turned nemesis Michael Cohen will testify about the records the former president is charged with falsifying after paying to keep an alleged affair quiet before the 2016 election.
Expected to tell the jury that it was Trump who organized those payments to Stormy Daniels and then lied about reimbursing Cohen for those payments, illegally calling them legal expenses. But you know Trump's defense attorneys, man, are they going to tear into Cohen's credibility. He served time for tax evasion, bank fraud, campaign finance violations.
Fox's Eric Shawn outside the court. The former president calls the criminal case persecution aimed at derailing his 2024 campaign. A New York Times Siena poll just out gives the former president big leads over President Biden in battleground states.
Trump up 49-42 in Arizona, 49-39 in Georgia, 49-42 in Michigan, 50-38 in Nevada, 47-44 in Pennsylvania, and 45-47 for Biden in Wisconsin.
Fox's Rich Edson at the White House. As Israel keeps battling Hamas in Gaza, more American diplomacy this morning.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken told Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant the U.S. commitment to Israel's security and shared objective to defeat Hamas is ironclad. Still, Blinken reaffirmed the Biden administration's opposition to a major military ground operation in Rafah.
Fox's Jared Halpern. Jury selection starts at Senator Bob Menendez's trial in New York today. The New Jersey Democrat accused of accepting cash and gold bars and other bribes to help foreign governments, which Menendez denies. An actor has a new role, patient, after Steve Buscemi was attacked in New York City.
Buscemi is recovering from bruising, swelling, and bleeding to his left eye. The incident happened just before noon last Wednesday. His publicist telling the New York Post Steve Buscemi was assaulted in Midtown Manhattan, another victim of a random act of violence in the city.
Fox's Madeline Rivera, police still looking for the attacker. America's listening to Fox News.
Think identity theft won't happen to you? Think again. There's a new victim every 3 seconds in the U.S., over 15 million this year alone, and many don't even know they're victims. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you could miss even when you monitor your credit. If your identity's stolen, a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft, but everyone can save up to 25% their first year with my name, Clay, as the promo code at LifeLock.com.
When you use Bounce dryer sheets and your clothes look amazing, it's the sheet. Less static in your life? Yeah, it's the sheet. Smelling fresher than ever? It's the sheet. Oh, so soft fabric? Ooh la la. It's the sheet. Less wrinkles on your clothes? You know it's the sheet. Bounce dryer sheets. More freshness, more softness. Less static, less wrinkles. It's the sheet.
A police officer is being mourned in Ohio. Jacob Durbin was just 23 years old and died in an ambush responding to a domestic disturbance Saturday in Euclid. The manhunt for the gunman ended last night when police say they found Dwayne Vaughn dead in an apartment in Shaker Heights. The officer's death comes at a time when deaths in the line of duty are in focus in Washington, D.C.
National Police Week draws tens of thousands of law enforcement officers and their families to the nation's capital. This evening's annual candlelight vigil will honor the officers who lost their lives in 2023. Other events include the annual Steve Young National Honor Guard competition and pipe band competition Tuesday, and the National Police Survivors Conference at the Washington Hilton on Thursday. President John F. Kennedy designating May 15th as Peace Officers Memorial Day and the week it falls on as Police Week in 1962. Organizers say the week aims to offer honor, remembrance, and peer support, as well as a time to gather and pay respect to those who gave their lives in the line of duty. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
There is another attempt to unionize more auto workers in the South.
The UAW says some 5,000 workers are set to decide in a secret vote beginning today on whether to unionize at Mercedes plant in Vance, Alabama, and its nearby battery factory. Final results are due Friday. If successful, Mercedes would become the second U.S. automaker in the South to see its workers join the UAW's ranks after workers at a Volkswagen factory in Tennessee joined the union. Mercedes-Benz says it'll be watching the election process and to make sure that every team member has the opportunity to vote. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Workers at the first Apple store to unionize in Towson, Maryland, voted over the weekend to authorize a strike. They want more pay and more predictable scheduling. On Wall Street, stock futures are rising ahead of today's trading. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Student teachers in Illinois could soon be paid for their work. Sponsors and advocates believe the change is a great way to recruit and retain future teachers. A plan moving in the House would require the Illinois Board of Higher Education distribute a stipend of up to $10,000 per semester for student teachers. A group of Urbana High School students got special recognition from the city and the mayor last week. It wasn't for their grades or athletic accomplishments, but for giving more than 10,000 hours of their time this school year to do volunteer work. More than 100 students honored in their school gymnasium for putting in work to better their community in the third annual ceremony of the mayoral recognition program. On Friday, University of Illinois geared up for graduation with a pro-Palestinian camp officially behind. Campground workers cleared out what was left of the nearly two-week protest Friday, saying it was already in their plans to pack up Friday and say the end of the 12-day encampment isn't the end of their mission. And that's what's happening. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Thank you very much, Jim. ESPN 93.5. Good to have you along here on this Monday morning, May 13. Brother Johnny's in the studio with Diane and Stevie J here. Our weather brought to you by Watts Copy Systems. If you need a free assessment for your office to where you could save some money, you can call Watts Copy Systems, 352-0428. Mr. Greg Solier has joined us now, sir. Johnny's
Good morning.
Johnny's training down in New Orleans tonight. Shouldn't be any problem on the weather.
Hey, listen, congratulations on Mother's Day, Greg. That was fantastic.
Yes, fantastic. It was.
If you don't keep Mama happy, everybody's not going to be happy.
And it's your wife, Christine, right?
She's delightful.
And you had a great Mother's Day.
Yeah, it was a nice up in my part of the world, and just church and dinner and a little gift and some, it was just down the middle, nice and easy.
Awesome.
Day for one and all. She enjoyed it, I'm sure, yes.
And your boys did all the cooking, I trust? Is that,
They do all the eating around here.
All right, buddy boy, what are we looking at for this week?
Well, not far away from Brother Johnny's place again, more big rain and storms down there in Bayou Country and off along the Gulf Coast, Mobile, up to Birmingham and Jackson, Mississippi, to just name a few. The flood warnings continue into eastern Texas, parts of Louisiana, and all the way to the Florida Panhandle. They need rain from Jacksonville, the peninsula on southward. Things a little drier than you'd like to be. Everyone else is well watered down to that part of the U.S., and same with parts of the far west and southwestern Corn Belt locales. We're pretty much even keeled around here. I'm sure there was some progress made on planting operations over the past weekend. Let's see, 67 now at Willard and Savoy, 64 Rantoul, 66 at Danville, a couple of showers into parts of Iowa, a few sprinkles down towards Columbia, Jefferson City. Most of the meat and potatoes, this stuff will be in here probably mid to late afternoon, but shortly after lunchtime, that is, there may be a stray shower that roams the area. Otherwise, increasing clouds, not quite the warmth of yesterday, and we made it up to about 85 over at Willard and Savoy yesterday. 77 with a south wind 10 to 20 miles per hour, gusty, probably south and southeast of Champaign County, maybe up near 80. But a couple of showers, thunderstorms will get going this afternoon. They'll fill in tonight, and kind of a breezy, blustery, cooler day tomorrow. 61 tonight. We won't get out of the 60s tomorrow with an east-northeasterly wind. The rains will move out here early tomorrow night, probably half to about 3/4 of an inch, we think, with a low down to 53, partly cloudy, and 73 on Wednesday. Back into this hit-and-miss stuff for late Thursday into Friday, mid-70s there. We think it'll be dry for the weekend, and high temperatures a little bit north of about 80 degrees. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
Well, he is an expert in artificial intelligence. We like these guys. Owner of Simple Media, full-service marketing firm that specializes in emerging technologies and digital marketing. Nick Bonanno from Dallas. How are you, Nick?
Hey, how's it going?
I'm fine. Why can't we program AI with some unbiased bot? It's impossible, isn't it? Because somebody's got to program the stuff. And apparently all the AI stuff overwhelmingly say men are CEOs and women are secretaries. Is that right?
Yeah. I mean, you know, artificial intelligence, you know, including GPT, the most famous one being ChatGPT, you know, they rely heavily on historical and contemporary text from the internet. And so all these sources have always pointed that way. And so these biases, you know, information versus what actually occurs in the marketplace today, there's a disconnect. And so as machine learning gets more and more sophisticated and could read some of these nuances, I feel like they're going to definitely get better at reading these signals in our society as well.
Are we going to be at McDonald's in 2035 and there won't be a human around?
You know, that's a great, great question. We're hoping that, you know, it certainly doesn't go in that direction. However, you know, machine learning and, you know, big data and artificial intelligence are definitely here and pose a threat to our society. But I think that there's also a great deal of opportunity for us as a society to figure out ways that, you know, artificial intelligence can really be used to our advantage.
All I can think about is iRobot and the machine not letting her out of the apartment. I'm just not going to be like that, right?
I don't think so. I think we're going to always have some guardrails around these technologies that help us to leverage them and not, you know, them become an enemy to our society for sure.
Okay, so what's the most ways that it's easier to understand that you use AI every day, Nick?
So AI as big data, as an aggregator of data that allows us to make decisions in a much faster time frame. I would say that is the biggest thing that we use AI for in technology. By learning things quicker, we can make quicker decisions, and that is, of course, to the advantage of the customers that pay us money to execute a project.
They got AI voices now that actually sound real. Have you heard some of those? I mean, people that can radio commercials, I mean, television-generated stuff, you'll hear the person, and this is bad for voice actors and stuff like that, for sure. Hollywood's freaking out about all that stuff that can take their place. Mm-hmm. But that's where we are. I don't know what your pivot, how you do that, if your talent is your talent, and yet a machine can kind of do it too.
Unfortunately, yes. Unfortunately, you know, many different industries and sectors right now, I think, are suffering a little bit because, you know, AI, especially as we talk about ChatGPT or some of those deep fakes that can create human voices that resemble actors and other celebrities, are, you know, mainstream right now, but they've only been around for a couple of years, you know, so they kind of caught everybody by surprise. And I think that if we kind of slow down for a second and figure out, okay, so these technologies are here to stay, how can I use them to my advantage in a thing that's going to be positive and not, you know, taking advantage of people? Because I also have seen a lot of, you know, scams that occur as people using, you know, celebrity voices and deep fakes to, you know, to scam other people.
Last question, Nick Bonanno, AI expert. I think this is a $1 billion idea. I'll share it with you. But is it not, is it not possible for AI to have a meter at the top of every news person's newscast, and it flashes totally true, partially true, not true at the top? So you get a rating of how much editorial is involved in your news. Can AI do that?
I think that it could possibly be already there. We would have to explore where, you know, some of the limitations would be. But I can tell you right now that, for example, ChatGPT-4 is as smart as a person taking, you know, the bar exam, for example, and they would, you know, score in the 90s. So the ability for a GPT or AI to research information in a split second and provide accurate and contextual information is already there. We would have to figure out a way to connect the technology so that, you know, what you're saying, that the interface would be available.
I think it'd be cool, except consumers. I guess it'd be different if Hillary Clinton programmed it, though, right? I mean, it's all about, isn't it all about the programming person, right? It comes down a lot to that.
I think it definitely is about contextualization. So yeah. Whoever uses it and how they use it and how they leverage these technologies to, you know, to create something for sure.
Nick,
I would 100% agree.
Nick Bonanno. How do people find Nick Bonanno, Bonanno?
So simplemedia.co. It's .co without the M at the end. So simplemedia.co is the name of the website for my company. Nick@simplemedia.co is my email. And if somebody has a question about AI, emerging technologies, they can reach out to me. And I'd be glad to answer any question they may have.
All right, my friend, you will not be jobless. This is something that is growing, and you're in it. Hey, appreciate your time, Nick. Nice to meet you.
Thank you.
All right, ESPN 93.5. We go right to Joe Lamberson, Champaign Police Public Information Office. How are you, Joe?
I'm doing well. How are you, sir?
This is Police Week. We want to be all about Police
That's
Week.
That's right.
Fantastic. Okay, what is Police Week? What are we doing? Why are you doing it?
Absolutely. So, dating all the way back to the Kennedy administration, by presidential proclamation, May 15th is National Fallen Officers Memorial Day. And so it's kind of grown from there. The week containing May 18th, this year it's May 12th to 18, is National Police Week. It gives us a chance to pause, to reflect on the great work we've done in the last year, but also to honor those who made the ultimate sacrifice in service to our communities. So here at the Champaign Police Department, we've got a lot of great events going on this week. Opportunities to open up our doors and show our history to our community, but also moments to pause and reflect on those who served our community with honor and those who continue to serve our community now.
Think things are getting better, the temperature, the culture of all of this? Think it's in better in any way at all, Joe?
You know, our officers are doing great work. They're out there in the community, and we're doing all kinds of community engagement, and people are really responding to that. I think that, that couple of years there that we were unable to get out there, I think that hurt us. And so being able to go out into the community, go door to door, say hi to people, and really catch them in a non-law enforcement capacity, just being able to walk up, say hi, break bread, simple things like coffee with a cop have been tremendous at getting us reconnected with our community in new and exciting ways.
And people need to know they don't have to be afraid of police. They're there to help you. Okay, tomorrow 9 a.m. Westside Park, Church and State, 10 a.m. Courthouse and Memorial. That's tomorrow, correct?
That's correct. So yes, so the Champaign Memorial is tomorrow morning 9 a.m. at Church and State. We apologize for the traffic interruption, but it's where the memorial is, and we want to make sure that we're out there honoring our three fallen heroes, Officers Tatman, Dodsworth, and Oberheim. And then at 10 a.m., we'll go over to the county courthouse for the countywide memorial. And then actually a new one this year, tomorrow at 11:30 at Champaign Police over here at First and University in Champaign, we're having a historical dedication. We've had a group of about 25 retirees and family members who have put together this. It's apparently the largest museum of police artifacts in downstate Illinois. They've awesome. Been doing their homework on it.
Awesome,
and
awesome.
It really does a great job of telling the 163-year story of Champaign Police.
Nice.
Awesome. Hey, Joe, is there a place I can go to get information online?
Yep, Champaign Police Facebook, facebook.com/ChampaignPD.
Hey, nice. Listen, keep up your good work. We appreciate the
Thanks
police,
for that.
Joe. Really do.
We're doing what we can. Thank you guys so much.
Hey, you betcha. Joe Lamberson, Champaign Police Public Information Officer.
Nice.
Okay, ESPN 93.5, if you're looking to build, buy, or finance, partner with Busey. Their in-house mortgage expertise and participation in a wide range of programs means your home loan is tailored to your needs. With nearly 40 special mortgage programs, Busey can help you find the one that fits your needs. Traditional financing options include fixed and adjustable rate mortgages, construction and lot loans, investment properties. Busey offers an entire list of products to benefit low and moderate income families as well. Busey provides simplified home financing. Nearly 50 lending professionals at Busey now. And if you want to get kind of things going, you can get it done 20 minutes or less to kind of get pre-qualified. Then you're really ready to go when it comes to liking something and actually be able to buy it on the spot. Because these days you might have to do that. Busey, they're there for you. If you're ready to take the next step, partner with them at 800-67-BUSEY. Ask which special mortgage loan program is good for you. Just go to BuseyMortgage.com. BuseyMortgage.com.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign and Van Nuys Saturday. Next in a series of these weather systems via the plains and up across the heart of the Corn Belt. Expected to generate a pretty good covering of showers and a couple of thunderstorms over the next couple of days. We'll get into some short-term drying middle part of the week. Hit and miss rainfall later on this week. And another round of some drying expected over the course of the weekend. All the while, early summer-like temperature pattern expected to come back into play towards the weekend after a brief cool-off here in the next 24 to 36. 6 hours. Increasing clouds for the day today, not quite as warm. Up to 77, south wind, and a couple of showers and thunderstorms breaking up. More so for the afternoon. Tonight, a couple of rounds of showers and thunderstorms, both early and again after midnight, low down to 61. Tomorrow, much cooler, a few showers, a couple of thunderstorms, both morning and afternoon. Winds will shift around east-northeast and a high at 67. A dry Wednesday, partly cloudy, 73. A stray shower, thunderstorm late Thursday into Friday. High temperatures for the end part of the week into the 70s. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soltier.
Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Apple stock is rising on reports it may be considering a deal with OpenAI as it looks to build out artificial intelligence to its devices. Investors have been waiting to hear more details on this, and this move looks to be a step closer as the company narrows down its search for an AI partner. The choice had been between teaming up again with longtime collaborator Google or an upstart such as ChatGPT developer OpenAI, and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration's opened an investigation into Amazon's new self-driving Zoox vehicles due to unexpected braking leading to two rear-end collisions that injured motorcyclists. Both incidents involved a Toyota Highlander equipped with the Zoox automated driving system. Each of the Amazon vehicles was operating in autonomous mode leading up to the crashes, which occurred during daylight hours. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
History, pop culture, science, sports, civics. How much do you know? Let's find out.
Who was the first person to walk on the moon?
Jackson or something?
Neil Armstrong.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course listen to the quiz right now at thequiz.fox.
Tavis Towing reminds all Illini fans, when you're on the road and see lights flashing, move over and use caution passing. Let's all get home safe tonight.
A slap of the bat, high fives at the plate. They're all celebrated at Pia Sports Bar and Grill after the game. Super beer specials, great drinks, big screen TVs, and fun food all await you at Pia's. Whether it be Pia's delicious wings, the big pork tenderloin, or Pia's famous Grand Slam or Slugger Burger, you'll find all your favorites available until 11 p.m. Chill out at Pia's in the beer garden and enjoy being served by a great staff. See you at Pia's, Springfield and Mattis, Champaign.
Well, time to sign up for good stuff from the Champaign Park District. We have Chelsea Norton. How are you, Chelsea?
Hey, I'm doing great. How are you?
I know you guys haven't done any work, so you have nothing to offer, right?
You know, we have a few things going on at Champaign Park District right now.
I bet there are. So tell me, give me the lowdown. What do I need to know?
Well, you know, it's not too late to register for summer programming, and this includes everything from cultural arts classes like dance and pottery to sport clinics and classes and leagues like adult sports and youth sports. So it's not too late for that. Swim lessons, we've got Sholem Aquatic Center opening up soon, Prairie Farm opening up soon. Lots of great things happening.
Nice. Yeah. So as far as your staff on all of these different areas or officials or coaches or at Prairie Farms to help with the animals, how's it looking?
Oh, it's been really great hiring season, but there definitely are still positions open. So if someone's looking for part-time summer work, we have plenty of roles they could fill. Yes.
Okay. And that's a simple search online to champagneparks.com. And then there's a career tab.
That's right. If you visit champagneparks.org, we have employment opportunities. And right there, you can apply online for a variety of positions. Yeah, we have, Prairie Farm, you mentioned that. We have positions over there part-time working with the animals. We're actually really excited. We're bringing some more animals back to Prairie Farm that we haven't been able to have for the last couple of years. So that's exciting. We have horticulture positions. We have officials, like you mentioned, are integral to what we do. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, there's a lot of chances there.
I could really probably work for you at Prairie Farms. I mean, I, of course, would want to be more like the Walmart greeter, like, hi, baby, how are you? I'm not changing nothing. I'm not cleaning nothing. I can't do any of that.
Well, remind people that they can't wear sandals. They have to have closed-toed shoes.
I want the role that says, hi, you cute little baby. Come here, baby. I could do all that.
Yeah.
I got that down.
Official, like, goat cuddler,
yeah,
right?
That's yeah, stuff like that. That's a role I'm looking for there, Chelsea. All right.
Got it.
So the park, we need people to go to champagneparks.com.
Com.
Com.
Mm-hmm.
ChampagneParks.com. They can just explore. You know, is that kind of what we want?
And then,
yeah, at ChampagneParks.com, you can look at all the employment opportunities. We have a special events calendar that is full of summer events. We even have some of our fall stuff on there planning ahead. And then if you look through our program stuff, and this is actually an all-new website, so we're hoping that you find it easier to search for information. But when you go to our programs tab, you can find everything for kids, adults, different categories that you're looking for. And we also have a new registration software that we launched for the summer registration. And we find that it's a lot easier to search for the types of things you're looking for there as well. So when you go to our registration tab, you'll be able to see a ton of info that you want. Like, are you looking for pickleball clinics? We got them. Are you looking for pottery classes? We got them. So, yeah.
Yes. Lovely. Both of those.
Lovely.
How about the outdoor concerts or the marquee events? Is it Westside Arts? Is that happening?
That's right. Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that. So our concerts have officially kicked off for the summer. So we have monthly concerts at Hessel Park, and we also have a different series called Jazz in the Park. So we have that. Those are all free concerts. We're actually launching a full new event called Lakeside Brews, Beats, and Eats at Heritage Park at the end of June. And this is going to be for adults only, 21 and over. And it's going to be a lakeside event with food trucks and local breweries on site and music. So we're really excited to launch that one. Westside Arts will be later, towards September. And then even looking ahead, we have Flammel Fest in the fall, which is a family-friendly fall event. So, yeah, so much happening.
Chelsea Norton, Champaign Park District, ChampagneParks.com. Thank you, and keep up your fine work.
Nice job.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Stevie Wonder is 74 today.
Yes.
74. Well, that's getting respectable.
Called me on the radio once. I said, hello. He said, Stevie? I said, yeah. Stevie. I said, then I went into the kind of the Lou Grant. Oh,
yeah, of course.
Hi.
Hey, Tyler Moore.
That's Ted Baxter.
Ted Baxter.
Ted Baxter.
Lou was his
Lou
boss.
Lou was his boss. That's Ted right. Baxter. Anyway, I said, is it okay if I use Stevie? Because you're kind of Stevie. He says, I don't care. So he was very gracious, a great interview. Went to see his concert, stood in line to meet him after. He's tall.
No kidding.
I bet Stevie's 6'1".
Okay.
6'2". And then he said, all right, everybody quiet down, quiet down, quiet down. I got to be in Cincinnati in the morning, and I'm driving.
Oh, boy.
Stevie does not have his eyesight. But, boy, did he create some music. Love Stevie Wonder. Oh, yeah. He had Little Stevie in the 60s. He had albums. His high voice.
That's right. Played the harmonica.
He was good.
Oh, man. 74 today. Happy birthday, Stevie Wonder. The news is coming up. The great May Barenbaum. Johnny wants to meet May. She's a doctor. She's a medalist from the White House. Barack Obama.
Entomologist.
Entomologist extraordinaire.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's my second choice.
Well, I'm wondering, entomology. Did she go to the U of I? I don't know if May did, but Johnny would have been about the same era. And so, you know, if Johnny would have been a bug guy, I mean, you're Thomas Edison of oil and gas as it is, what would you become? Dr. Jane Goodall or something?
No, right. Mosquitoes.
Mosquitoes.
That would have been my whole effort, was wipe them out. But
the bats eat them so much.
Yeah, we need more bats then. But then people get freaked out about bats.
There's still 110 trillion out there.
Is that what it
is?
Yeah. Johnny never has cared for the mosquito. We're back in a moment. ESPN 93.5.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years' experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana. Starting it over is what we
do at Max Twin City Recycling.
This is XYZ Insurance. How can I help?
I have a question about my home policy.
Okay, question about phone policy.
Home policy.
Okay, gnome policy.
H-O-M-E, home.
Technology is great, but sometimes it's better to talk with a real person. With Erie Insurance, you have a caring, independent agent who's with you from beginning to end.
We don't have any H-O-M-E's on record.
Your Erie agent in Champaign is Thomas and Eller's Insurance. Go to ErieInsurance.com for company licensure and product details.
What is most important to you in your life? This is Eric Bullen with Provident Financial Group. Whether you're launching a career, raising a family, planning for retirement, or creating a legacy, we can help. At Provident, we provide strategic thinking and perspective that help clients like you realize their goals. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network. Member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
News. I'm Chris Foster. Michael Cohen is on the witness stand in New York today testifying against his former boss.
Jurors hearing evidence in former President Trump's hush money trial are expected to finally hear from the prosecution's star witness. Cohen arranged for the $130,000 payment to adult film star Stormy Daniels and later went to prison for orchestrating the payments and other charges.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Around the corner in federal court, New Jersey Senate Democrat Bob Menendez goes on trial for a second time.
Bob Menendez is accused of using his authority as chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee to peddle influence with the governments of Egypt and Qatar and accepting lavish gifts for helping New Jersey businessmen. Prosecutors allege Menendez scored a Mercedes-Benz and more than a dozen gold bars, which were found stuffed into a coat.
Fox's Chad Pergam, a senator's wife, faces similar charges. Both say they're not guilty. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Jill Miller. Champaign County Forest Preserve has some new projects. It'll make enjoying nature more accessible. They're installing a new accessible kayak launch at the Homer Lake Forest Preserve. It'll make it easier for folks with mobility issues or others to keep their kayak steady. They're also focusing on expanding park grounds in Middle Fork Forest Preserve for more accessible fishing and stargazing. Friday, University of Illinois geared up for graduation with a pro-Palestine encampment. Campground and workers clearing out what's left of the nearly two-week protest Friday. Protesters said it was already in their plan to pack up Friday and say the end of the 12-day encampment isn't the end of their mission. It can be challenging for folks who have mobility issues to enjoy themselves. That's why Leroy Elementary School adding a new accessible playground for the community. And it'll be wheelchair accessible with multiple access points and sensory opportunities. Leroy Education Advancement Foundation, or LEAF, donating $100,000 to the district. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign and Van Nuys Saturday after a fine spell of weather over the past weekend and a summery feel yesterday. A little bit cooler air for the day today in the next weather system. Bringing clouds and this afternoon, a couple of showers and thunderstorms. Highs up to 77, gusty south wind. A few showers and thunderstorms both early and again after midnight tonight. We'll bottom out at 61 on a southeast wind. It'll shift around east-northeast for the day tomorrow. That means much cooler air. A few showers, maybe a thunderstorm both morning and afternoon as well. Highs up to about 67. The showers wind down early tomorrow night, low down to 53. And a partly cloudy, dry Wednesday, up to about 73 on a bit of a north-northeasterly wind. Next week, weather system, much like a warm front, generating a shower thunderstorm in just a couple of spots. Late Thursday into Friday, highs in the mid-70s Thursday and Friday, and an early summer feel back into play here for the weekend, much like we had it here yesterday. 81 on Saturday, up near 80 for Sunday. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
Well, she is one of the top scientists and innovators. She did get a medal at the White House in 2014 from Barack Obama, the President of the United States.
It's true.
Would a little May Barenboim who would have attended Illinois had the big May Barenboim been the entomology professor? That's for sure. Cornell, Yale, come on, May, really? Really? Why'd you settle? How are you?
Sorry, just fine, thanks. I'll settle. No, I've been in Illinois longer than I've lived anywhere else in my life.
Well, so. And you've been making impactful decisions in textbook writing and all these other things. You're a big star. We've talked 40 years now on the radio. I've talked to May Barenboim 40 years. She looks the same. I've aged.
And you even have a new species of cockroach named
after you? Come on, man.
Yes, I do.
That is so, what an honor, Mr. Cockroach. Hey, my brother Johnny's here, and he was a U of I guy, and he was Thomas Edison of oil and gas. He retired a couple of years ago. He became a civil engineer extraordinaire. Unbelievable business he had. But entomology was his second choice.
Yeah, that's right, May. I tell you what, we had a... you probably know the name Professor Ellis G. McLeod, and he was quite...
Oh, of course I do, yes.
And I was in... I took two entomology classes because I had him for one lecture in lab, and it was really quite an experience. And I just... The world of bugs, you know, if all the humans were on one side of a scale and all the insects were on the other, they outweigh us 50 to 1, I think, May, because that's what I saw at the New Orleans Insectarium. So,
it's their planet, not ours.
Man, and May, Johnny dissected a cockroach and kept the heart beating. How about that?
Well, there's no real heart, but you know what I'm saying. It didn't die, and I was the only one in the class who kept it going so you could look at it. But no, I wanted to get rid of the mosquito. And of course, you know, when you have a teacher like McLeod, it's entertaining. And one thing I remember, he put on the board McLeod's second law of entomology. And I don't remember the law, but he turned around and says, by the way, if you're going to have these laws of the universe or of radio, Stevie, always start with the second one. That's implying there is a first, hence lending credibility to all the rest.
Yeah, now, so
which
funny.
I thought was good advice, yeah, but that's good. The kind of wit and how sharp he was. And it was fun being in class
that's
and listening
so
to the well, you tell us, May, the infinite world of insects.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. Well, you might be interested. We named our teaching award after Ellis McLeod.
I'll be darned. But you've won that 40 years in a row, so it's really not fair. It's May Barenbaum, Dr. May Barenbaum. We called her because the cicadas are coming. So what does that mean in my life, and is it going to really hit Champaign-Urbana?
Well, according to all the projections, it's going to hit, but it's a little bit difficult to specify exactly where. I mean, I've seen some maps where, you know, there are two major broods coming out. They are periodical cicadas. There are seven species of them. And four of the species are on a three-year cycle and a 13-year cycle. And three of the species are on a 17-year cycle. So it's hard to keep track of them all. But this is the bonanza year where we get the 13 years and 17-year cicadas coming out kind of next to each other. And that only happens once every 221 years.
So wow, crazy.
It hasn't happened since 1803.
So what does it mean? I mean, they're loud. They're 2 inches long. I mean, they're big, ugly. I've seen video in Maryland in the last month of they're just sweeping them off the front porch. They're everywhere.
Yep, they're everywhere, and they're very loud. The sort of decibel level of a periodical cicada outbreak can reach 100 decibels, which is what you get on the tarmac at O'Hare when an airplane is departed.
Well,
yeah.
What eats cicadas? Anything at all?
Everything, because they're essentially defenseless. Their only defense against the predators is to overwhelm them, so that some of them, just by virtue of numbers, don't get eaten. So they don't. They're not poisonous. They don't sting. They don't bite. They don't kick. They don't. You know. They don't really even fly away. So they're just, you know, basically a to-go dinner.
But if you're riding a motorcycle, that hurt. That would really sting your arm and stuff. That's I'm just thinking. You know?
Well, I think when they were evolving, there weren't motorcycles, so that's probably
And so they're going to be more populated if I'm at Lake of the Woods, right?
Again, hard to predict because we got the two different broods going on. It also depends on what the soil temperatures are when they come out locally. So at a depth of 8 inches, the temperatures of the soil has to reach about 64, and then there has to be, what facilitates the emergence is light rain. So local conditions will vary, but they're already popping out. They've been, my colleagues from Charleston are proudly posing, holding their cicadas on Facebook, and I'm still waiting for our cicadas.
Is this going to be the most ever in, say, our lifetimes that have emerged?
I would say that's a good bet. But it, again, hard to predict. The northern Illinois brood, the one that's a 17-year species that are coming out near Chicago, is a much bigger brood in terms of, I mean, it can reach densities of between 100,000 and 1 million per acre. Our local broods are not that we have more of them. So.
That's biblical.
That's exactly. That's why people, when the European, we're the only people on the planet, Eastern North America is the only place where there are periodical cicadas. So when Europeans colonized, came over here, and there was this massive outbreak of strange-looking creatures they've never seen before, the only insect that could that came to mind were the plague locusts, which are grasshoppers, totally unrelated. So for hundreds of years, people have confused them with locusts. Locusts are grasshoppers. Their proper name is not locust, it's cicada.
Oh, thank you for clarifying.
Well, so how long will I
know it's keeping you up at night?
Is this like a 5-week deal? How long does this last, May?
Yeah, that's about right. Three to five, maybe 6 weeks, depending on stragglers. So it's so much better than the eclipse, which lasted 4.5 minutes, right?
Yeah, right, there you go.
It seems I remember somebody would put chocolate on them and they'd fry them.
Can we eat these things?
That became popular recently, along with a lot of interest in sort of edible insects, because there's nothing poisonous about them. The only thing that's a problem, it may be a problem for pets that tend to gorge on them, or birds, is that they do have sort of, spurs and spines on their legs. If you eat too many, they can stick in your throat. Yeah, so I don't recommend
that's
that.
That's always bothered me.
Well, I'm sure they taste like chicken. So,
I wouldn't know. I'm a vegetarian, so I wouldn't know.
Well, would you have a chocolate covered cicada, May? That it was something you wouldn't eat, wouldn't it?
No, I'm sorry. I mean, I only go so far for my profession.
All right. So the cicada will be here soon, we think. Depends on the conditions as to what it's like. My brilliant idea, is put a block of ice on all the parts of your lawn. And Johnny said, well, what happens when it melts? I said, we'll just put more ice. Boom.
Right. Avoid the 64 degrees that we're looking at 8 inches down.
Just make it cold. Mm-hmm. What do you think? It's kind of crazy. I'm just an out-of-the-box thinking.
Well, they'll be coming from the neighbor's yard.
There you go. I might have to ice the whole community.
And May, the whole thing is they're coming out to mate, right? And then they lay all these eggs or something. And then, and then 20 years later, they're going to come up again, or what?
But they're live eating my roots, right?
No, well, they don't really do much harm to plants because they suck there are two plant fluids. One's called phloem, one is xylem. Xylem is the fluid that comes up from the soil. It's mostly water with a few minerals and amino acids, and that's why they grow so slowly. 17 years, they're basically sucking on mineral water. So it takes them a while to grow. The only harm they cause, and it's minor, is if you have young trees. The females have a saw-like egg-laying device called an ovipositor, and they'll cut like a little V-shaped notch into a twig and insert their 600-plus eggs each time they lay eggs, and or 60 eggs each time they lay eggs, total of 600. And that if the twigs are small, they can lose those ends of branches and bits. But really, they rarely kill trees. You don't want them on your tree. Just cover netting. They really are not very sinister or clever or anything else. Their only goal in life is to mate, lay eggs, and die. That's it.
Okay, that's it. Yeah. Say good morning, good evening, good night. Wow.
Make a lot of noise in between.
I mean, that's what we got. Well, May, I just... see this in the chancellor's office. Apparently, you've signed up for 30 more years at the University of Illinois. So, thank you for that. So,
are you gonna have me back in 221 years when the converts come back again?
Of course, we'll still be talking. That's for sure. You'll still look the same, and I'll still get older. Come on, man.
I might want to sign up and get a PhD on getting rid of all mosquitoes.
Can he do that? Can we get rid of mosquitoes, May?
Well, I'm not sure. Entomologists have had long debates about the ethics of eliminating species, because we don't really know how important they are to other species. And in fact, mosquitoes do some decent things. They're the base of the food web in a lot of aquatic ecosystems. Fish need them. Dragonflies eat them. Birds eat them.
What about a peace treaty? Don't eat humans. What do you think about that? No, you guys can't eat humans.
I don't know whether this is true, but just a book was talking about the 110 trillion mosquitoes, and it mentioned of the approximately 1 billion humans that have lived, half of them died from mosquitoes. Now, I don't think that's going to...
Yeah, they are the world's greatest killers of humans.
Yeah. Is that right?
Yeah.
Because
malaria.
Malaria? Wow.
Like Napoleon, the Romans, Attila, they all got taken out by mosquitoes. No idea why they were getting sick.
I tell
and
you
it
what,
was the mosquitoes.
My brother's pretty calm, May, but you put a mosquito in his ear while he's napping, that's a bad move. That's a bad move. He couldn't stand that.
May, we're talking about mosquitoes, but I see you have an affinity, you know, you love the bees.
I like bees too.
And bees are so cool.
They are amazing. Have to kind of rethink your attitudes towards insects when you find out what bees are capable of.
Oh boy, yeah. Are we doing okay with the bee population? Have we gotten better at that? Or
right.
We need that.
Well, yes and no. Yes, for the managed bees, the Western honeybee, the one everybody knows and loves. It's just one species, not native to North America. It's managed by people. We call them beekeepers, and beekeepers can adjust their management practices to compensate for losses, and that just costs them money, but there are the vast majority, something like 90% of all bee species are not living in these giant colonies of 30 to 50,000 individuals that we know so well. They live in the soil. They are solitary. It's one mom with a bunch of her, kids underground, and they're the ones in trouble. The ones that are, they're low profile, not particularly charismatic, although some of them are beautiful, all metallic, brassy gold and blue, and there's some blue bees and some green bees. People don't know about them. They're low profile, and they are in trouble because we're kind of eliminating what they eat, flowers. Flowers are in short supply with urbanization, global climate change, and so they're kind of like the fuzzy canaries.
Which kind living in my houses, my garage, our office, they like my building.
There's a honeybees, aren't they?
Yeah, well, are they?
Yeah, honeybees are what are called cavity nesters, so they like humans. That, they wait for, a tree that died and is empty inside. But we build these nice boxes for them. And we also build nice boxes we call houses for them, which they
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
right,
got
right,
it.
Right, right. All right, May, you're tremendous. Number one entomologist in the world, according to the latest rankings this morning.
Well,
that's what
great
I
to meet you.
Number one.
And those rankings, right.
I just wish you had a little more passion for what you did, May. Darn. Listen, you're great. We appreciate always having you on. You're a big timer. Big timer consorting with me. We appreciate that.
Hey, I appreciate this. You guys, great.
Well, good talking to you. Let's talk again. Thank you, May Barenbaum. Appreciate it.
Thanks a lot.
Dr. May Barenbaum, professor, University of Illinois Entomology Department.
Mm-hmm.
And she,
the way the cicadas lay their eggs in the... See, there's an infinite number of interesting facts.
What is 11 trillion? Is that what you said?
110 trillion
it's
mosquitoes.
But what's a trillion? I can't even...
Right. Well, I don't. I mean, it's a lot.
When you say, if I say a billion minutes ago, I think Jesus was here a billion minutes ago. That's a billion trillion. I can't even fathom what that looks like.
Crazy.
Anyway, it's 8:47.
The cicadas are coming.
Yep.
I'm just parroting what comes out of some of the books, that's all.
Well.
But it's written down. It's not off the internet.
That's a lot of mosquitoes. And Johnny would get, it happened in our bedroom, and he'd turn on the light and stand there till he could find it.
It drives you crazy when you hear the buzzing.
We argue about eliminating species, and I wanted to make a movie called CRISPR, which is the genetic modification that they think would take them out. And
what would happen with the CRISPR
development? Well, then it'd be, of course, Alec Baldwin would be the corporate guy who bought the rights, and then you'd have Jeff Goldblum, and he'd say, "You have no idea what you're doing."
Yeah, right.
And everything would be going great, and then they'd mutate into like a mosquito the size of a raccoon around L.A. So it'd be better than Jaws.
That's really good. I love it. 8:48, quick check of sports.
All righty, St. Louis beat Milwaukee 4-3 yesterday. L.A. Angels, it's an 8:38 start for the first pitch from Matthew Liberatore here on ESPN 93.5. We had 10 innings to have the Cubs beating Pittsburgh's Pirates 5-4. They're starting against Atlanta on US 105.9 at 6:20, and Shota will take the mound. We also had Cleveland over Chicago's White Sox 7-0. That's a 6:40 start when they take on Washington. Illinois over Iowa 6-3 to take 2-1. We also have Illinois playing Purdue Thursday in West Lafayette at 5:00. Pacers over New York, 121-89. That series is tied at 2 apiece. Illinois softball and baseball continues to win in the postseason. Illinois golf in action with 18 holes today, tomorrow, and Wednesday in the 2024 Stanford Regional. This is their 16th postseason appearance. That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
Well, good everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign and Van Nuys Saturday. Next in a series of these weather systems via the plains and up across the heart of the Corn Belt. Expected to generate a pretty good covering of showers and a couple of thunderstorms over the next couple of days. We'll get into some short-term drying. Middle part of the week, hit and miss rainfall later on this week. And another round of some drying expected over the course of the weekend. All the while, early summer-like temperature pattern expected to come back into play towards the weekend after a brief cool-off here in the next 24 to 36. 6 hours. Increasing clouds for the day today, not quite as warm, up to 77 south wind, and a couple of showers and thunderstorms breaking up, more so for the afternoon. Tonight, a couple of rounds of showers and thunderstorms, both early and again after midnight, low down to 61. Tomorrow, much cooler, a few showers, a couple of thunderstorms, both morning and afternoon. Winds will shift around east-northeast and a high at 67. A dry Wednesday, partly cloudy, 73. A stray shower thunderstorm late Thursday into Friday. High temperatures for the end part of the week into the 70s. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soltier.
This is Eric Bolin with Provident Financial Group. Unfortunately, there is no one-size-fits-all retirement plan. Finding the right plan for you depends on many factors. The good news is we can help improve your retirement readiness, whatever your situation. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network. Member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Have you ever looked at a junk truck and said, man, that truck is pretty? Two men in a junk truck trucks are pretty. They're pretty big, so they can handle large jobs. They're pretty reliable. Two Men in a Truck has been recognized as a trusted leader in the moving industry for over 35 years. Now we are proud to offer that same reliability to junk removal, and they're pretty fast. When you're ready to let some things go and that you don't need, you don't want to wait 3 weeks. You want it gone now. Go to twomenandajunktruck.com and make room for what matters most.
Hi, I'm Troy Lands from Lands Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Underground Solutions. Are you tired of dealing with leaky faucets, basement flooding, bursting or leaking pipes? From plumbing maintenance and repairs to installing new water heaters and sump pumps, our goal is to get you up and running as soon as possible. At Lands Plumbing, we have 24/7 emergency service and a team of highly skilled professionals that will work with you to get the job done right the first time. I'm Troy Lands, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
I've got to clean out this garage. Let's see. What's the cheapest and easiest dumpster service in our area?
Here's what I found. The doggy bag.
Think she's broken. I'm not looking for takeout. Siri, try again.
The doggy bag from Bulldog Disposal in Mahomet.
Doggy bag? What's that?
If you got junk that needs to go, but you don't want the hassle of having an enormous dumpster delivered, grab a doggy bag, keep it as long as you need. They'll come take it away. For more information, just visit bulldoggybag.com.
That's bulldoggybag.com.
All right. We're about out of time. The boys this afternoon. Yeah.
St. Louis Cardinals are a late start because they're out in L.A. to take on the Angels.
Yeah, we'll be tracking all that. But I think Brad's going to sign one more. But we're going to have six already in the portal that's here. Coleman Hawkins graduated yesterday. Apparently when he stood up, everybody knew who he was because he's so tall.
Yeah.
6'11". And then he had something posted on X saying 33 out. So it means see ya.
Mm-hmm. Well, I will be on the city of New Orleans.
Of New Orleans.
There you go.
There you go.
He had me. He was reading my mind.
Arlo Guthrie. Or Arlo Guthrie?
Arlo Guthrie.
Okay.
Yeah, so you'll be on the Amtrak, and John Decker, our real good friend, his wife is a big shot at Amtrak.
Okay, well, we have a roomette which has its own bathroom. And you know, from here to North, now for a train, it's a lot of money, but it's $300. I find that to be reasonable.
Yeah, no, it's not bad at all.
Because it is 17 hours, and we're leaving at 10:30 at night, so you can just sleep.
Yeah, and you've been able to sleep on trains.
Good breakfast, by the way.
Is it really?
Yeah.
What they got there? What they serving?
Well, you know, you might have a breakfast burrito. Mm-hmm. You might have sunny side up.
That's right.
Yeah, you got it.
The dining car.
Yeah.
Observation. Love it. Aiden and I have been down to New Orleans a few times on the train.
All right. Well, we'll be back tomorrow. Habib. our dear friend, has been following all this. Gaza, Israel.
Oh, yeah, wow.
He's looking forward to coming and joining us for a very heartfelt discussion about this anti-Semitic stuff that's just going wild mm-hmm. in some of these circles. And we'll be tracking that tomorrow morning after 7:20 with Habib Habib. Everybody knows Habib Habib. He came to this country, put a daddy-o fast food cap on, and worked his way all the way up to CEO and owner of
all right.
BPC.
Oh, good guy. Mm-hmm.
Yep. All right, thank you, Johnny.
All right, thank you, Diane. Thanks, Stevie James.
Have a good one.
Appreciate it.
Enjoy the day.
Thank you, Diane. All right, we'll be back tomorrow morning, God willing, and we'll see you then. Don't forget the boys this afternoon. It's Derek Piper Lante with Kyle Tosk. Talking all the latest in Illinois, and of course, Cardinals been struggling, but they did get a win yesterday. I call that a winning streak. All right, back tomorrow. Thanks for listening. ESPN 93.5. I'm Stevie J. Have a great Monday.
Money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana. Starting it over is what we do
at Max Twin City Recycling. Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weavers Flooring and Furniture Gallery. It's time to come home to Carpet Weavers. We don't want you to just like your new floors. We want you to love them. From waterproof floors and carpet to furnitures and design advice, we've got a team of experts on your side. We'll get you the best price and the best quality products. And complete your home with furniture and accessories. Buy it all with free financing, too. Come home to Carpet Weavers, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
Your lawn is an important investment. Let Spring Green take care of that lawn. Your local, family-owned and operated Spring Green has been committed to beautifying your neighborhood through quality service and professionalism. Spring Green's full program customers are backed by their guarantee of satisfaction. Smart Money Magazine reports that consumers value a home with a well-maintained lawn and landscape up to 11.3% higher than the base price. Why don't you call Spring Green today, 359-2111, or visit them at spring-green.com.
You've changed thousands of diapers, played hours of peekaboo and duck duck goose because you'd do anything for your kids. That's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw will help make it easy and affordable to help you protect your family no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw in Champaign-Urbana today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
At ABC Heating and Air, it's our promise to help you always be comfortable. Do you need rescued because you're burning hot? Do you need rescued because your air is shot? Call ABC Heating and Air at 352-5400 and let us rescue you from the heat. ABC Heating and Air, 352-5400. Can't you see you need to call me at ABC? Call ABC Heating and Air. That's ABC Heating and Air, 352-5400.
Dixie Chopper, and he's available out there?
Absolutely. I'm going to throw you out a couple of specials that we're having right now. One is a Rhino 15-foot rotary flex wing with a Dixie Chopper Classic 35-horse 60-inch mower. It's industrial. $35,000 for the pair.
Both of them?
Yep, both of them together. $35,000.
I take it that's an outstanding deal because I'm not...
Saving $13,000.
Oh, okay. Wow.
So, you're in the mowing business. Oh, time for an upgrade.
It's time to go big time. You'll get all the yards done really quickly with those.
And then if you're looking for just a residential mower on its own, we've got a Z2 48-inch that we've got out there right now for $59.99. That is $2,000 off.
What is the location?
That is 1306 Triumph Drive in Urbana, right down from Farm and Fleet on 45, or check out Dedicated Diesel on Facebook.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
Every month we celebrate law enforcement at Stevie J Broadcasting. Officer Sarah Links is our Law Enforcement Official of the Month from the Urbana Police Department. They say you're a star. Congratulations.
Ooh. Oh, thank you. I don't know about being a star, but I appreciate that.
Well, you've done this work for a number of years in your patrol.
I have. I've been with Urbana for 18, and I've been doing this a total of 22 years.
What drew you to law enforcement?
Right. I always joke and tell people I never wanted to pick out my outfit every day, but actually, I just wanted to help people, and I like to problem solve, and I get a different problem every day to solve.
It's never the same.
It is never the same.
Keep up your great work. We certainly appreciate the vast majority appreciate what police do.
Well, thank you so much for having me, and thank you appreciate for your support, because we do greatly appreciate it.
Well, we appreciate you. Thank you. Officer Sarah Links, our Law Enforcement Official of the Month, brought to you by MX Electric.
Relax, call back 217-359-7293.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign, Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.